那今天我们要讲的一个信息呢，是关于大卫最后的一个试炼。
So today our message is about David's last temptation.
那我觉得我们的教会看起来人数比较少，就像当时大卫也呢，也是在经历很多的试炼。
So even though there's not a lot of us in our church, but just like David, we are going through different tests in our lives.
那我们从大卫的身上可以学习很多的东西。
So in David's life, we can learn a lot about him.
那上一次呢，我们讲到就是说，大卫呢，就是说神把他放在一个环境里面，他没有办法，向左也不能走，向右也不能走，神会为他解套。
So last time we talked about David was in a situation that he can neither go north or east, but God himself helped him solve all his problems.
那你如果读圣经的时候，你知道就是神说大卫是一个合神心意的人，他是以色列的牧者。
So in the Bible it says David is a man who after God's heart and he is the shepherd of Israel.
他怎么会是一个合神心意的人呢？
Why is it that he's a man after God's heart?
就是说神不断的在陶造他，他不断的在跟随神。
So God has continually to mold him and he continued to follow God.
那最后他成了一个器皿，他能够承载神的权柄和荣耀。
So eventually he became a vessel to hold God's glory.
所以圣经里面讲呢，就是说这个大卫是耶稣的一个预表。
So the Bible says David is a
type.
Is a type of Jesus.
而且呢，神和他立了约，就是叫弥赛亚之约，就是说将来的弥赛亚要从你而出。
And also God had a promise with him that the Messiah will come from his line.
那大卫有什么特别的？
So why is he so special?
那大卫今天他的事迹写在这里呢，是给谁讲的呢？是给我们讲。
So why is it written? His story is written in the Bible. The story are speaking to us.
你有没有说过呢？说哦，我又不是大卫，我又不是以色列的王，对吧？我是一个普通的人。
So you might ask, I am not David. I'm not the king of Israel. Like I am just a normal person.
弟兄姐妹，圣经里面旧约新约的东西都是为末世，主要是基督徒教会写的。
So everything written in the Bible are for us as a believer and for the end times.
因为世界的创造是为耶稣基督而造的。
Because the creation is for Jesus Christ.
我们都是在他的里面。圣经里面讲呢，在新约里面，任何一个天国里面最小的一个都比这个旧约里面最大的一个还大。
So in the Bible says the least in the kingdom is greater than the greatest in the Old Testament, anyone in the Old Testament.
所以你不要说我不是大卫，我也不是以色列的王。
So don't say that you are not king, you are not David.
在新约里面，我们每一个人都是耶稣基督的门徒。
In the New Testament, every one of us is a disciple for Jesus Christ.
都是跟耶稣基督圣经上讲，将来一起执掌王权。
So we will reign with Jesus Christ.
所以今天呢，就是神会来，不断的会来陶造我们。
So God will continue to mold us.
陶造我们现在，尤其我们这一代人呢，我们是非常荣幸的。
Especially our generation, we are honored to be in this generation.
为什么我们非常荣幸？因为我们会很可能会见证耶稣基督的再来。
Why? Because most likely we will testify for Jesus Christ's coming.
那我们也会被拣选呢，会来见证灾难的前头，甚至大灾难。
And we are also chosen to testify the beginning of the tribulation.
所以我们神会必然会来陶造我们，能够在这个末世的时候经历各种各样的试炼。
So God will come and shape us so that we can go through all the trials and the end times.
而且最后能够挺胸昂首的站在主的面前。
And we also stand proud in front of God.
身为一个得胜者。
Become an overcomer.
那我们今天呢，看一下这个撒母耳记上，就是三十章。
So we'll turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
这个当阿文打上去的时候呢，我让这个安娜读一下英文，大家来看上面上三十，看中大家就来读中文，我或者我们一节来读。三十章， 第三日，大卫和跟随他的人到了希格拉，亚玛利人已经侵夺南地，攻破希格拉，用火焚烧。
David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it.
大卫和跟随掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个，都带着走了。
And had taken captive of the women and everyone else in it, both young and old. They killed none of it, but carried them off as they went on their way.
大卫和跟随他的人到了那城，不料城已烧毁，他们的妻子儿女都被掳去了。
When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive.
大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭，直哭得没有气力。
So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep.
大卫的两个妻，以色列人亚希暖和做过拿巴妻的加密人亚比该也被掳去了。
David's two wives had been taken captive, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabah of Carmel.
大卫甚是焦急，因为众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God.
大卫对亚希米勒的儿子祭司亚比亚他说：“请你将衣服的拿过来。”亚比亚他就将衣服的拿到大卫面前。
Then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, "Bring me the ephod." Abiathar brought it to him.
大卫求问耶和华说：“我追赶敌军，追得上追不上呢？”耶和华说：“你可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。
”And David inquired of the Lord, "Should I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them?" Pursue them, he answered. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue.
第九节，于是大卫和跟随他的六百人来到比索西，有不能迁去的就留在那里。
Verse 9, David and his 600 men with him came to the Besor Valley, where some stayed behind.
大卫却带着四百人往前追赶，有200人疲乏，不能过比索西，所以留在那里。
200 of them were too exhausted to cross the valley, but David and the other 400 continued the pursuit.
这四百人在田野遇见一个埃及人，就带他到大卫面前，给他饼吃，给他水喝。
They found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. They gave him water to drink and food to eat.
又给他一块无花果饼，两个葡萄饼，他吃了，就精神复原，因为他三日三夜没有吃饼，没有喝水。
Part of a cake of pressed figs and two cakes of raisin. He ate and was revived, for he had not eaten any food or drunk any water for 3 days and three nights.
大卫问他说：“你是属谁的？你是哪里的人？”他回答说：“我是埃及的少年人，是以亚玛利人的奴仆。因我三日前患病，我主人就把我给撇弃了。”
David asked him, Who do you belong to? Where do you come from? He said, I am an Egyptian, the slave of an Amalekite. My master abandoned me and I became ill 3 days ago.
我们侵夺了基利提的南方和属犹大地并加勒底的南方，又用火烧了希格拉。
We raided the Nevah of Kerithai, some territory belonged to Judah and the Nevah of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag.
大卫问他说，你肯领我们到敌军那里不肯？他回答说，你要向我指着神起誓，不杀我，也不将我交在我主人手里，我就领你上到敌军那里。
David asked him, "Can you lead me down to the raiding party?" He answered, "Swear to me before God that you will not kill me or hand me over to my master, and I will take you down to them."
那人领大卫下去，见他们丧在地上吃喝跳舞，因为从非利士地和犹大地所掳来的财物甚多。
He led David down.And there they were scattered over the countryside, eating, drinking, and revelling because of the great amount of plunder they had taken from the land of Philistine and from Judah.
大卫从黎明直到次日晚上击杀他们，除了四百骑骆驼的少年人之外，没有一个逃脱的。
David fought them from dusk until the evening of the next day, and none of them got away except 400 young men who rode off on camels and fled.
亚玛力人所录取的财物，大卫全都夺回，并救回他的两个妻了。
David recovered everything from the Amalekites and had taken, including his two wives.
把亚玛力人所掳去的，无论大小儿女财物，大卫都夺回来，没有失落一个。
Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else they had taken. David brought everything back.
大卫所夺来的牛群、羊群，跟随他的人赶在原有的群畜前面，说这是大卫的掳物。
He took all the flocks and herds, and his men drove them ahead of other livestock, saying, "This is David's plunder."
大卫到了那疲乏不能跟随留在比索西的二百人那里，他们出来迎接大卫并跟随的人。大卫前来问他们安。
Then David came to the 200 men who had been too exhausted to follow him and who were left behind, at the Bethesda Valley. They came out to meet David and the men with him. As David and his men approached, he asked them how they were.
跟随大卫中人中的恶人和腓力说：“这些人既然没有和我们同去，我们所夺的财物就不分给他们，只将他们个人的妻子儿女给他们，使他们带去就是了。”
But all the evil men and troublemakers among David's followers said, "Because they did not go out with us, we will not share with them the plunder we recovered. However, each man may take his wife and children and go."
大卫说：“弟兄们，耶和华所赐给我们的，不可不分给他们，因为他保佑我们，将那攻击我们的敌军交在我们手里。”
David replied, "No, my brothers, you must not to do that. What God has given us." He has protected us and delivered into our hands the raiding party that came against us.
这是谁肯依从你们呢？上阵的多少，看守器具的也得多少，应当大家平分。
Who will listen to what you said, what you say? The share of man who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as the as that of him who went down to the battle. All will share alike.
大卫定此为以色列的律例典章，从那日。直到今日
David made this statute an ordinance for Israel from that day to this.
大卫到了希格拉，从掳物的从掳物中取些送给他朋友犹大的长老，说：“这是从耶和华仇敌那里夺来的，送他们为礼物。”
送你们为礼物。When David reached Ziklag, he sent some of the plunder to the elders of Judah, who were his friends, saying.Here is a gift for you from the plunder of Lord's enemy.
他送礼物给住伯特利的、南地拉摩的、亚提尔的、住亚罗尔的、西莫的、伊史提莫的、住拉哈勒的、耶拉涅各城的、基尼各城的、住荷尔玛的、哥拉桑的、亚达的、住希伯伦的，并大卫和跟随他的人素来所到之处的人。
So David sent it to those who were in Bethel, Ramoth Negev, and Jatir, to those in Aroa, Sifmoth, Estemoa, and Rekha, and to those in the towns of Jeramelites and the Kenites, to those in Hormor, Bor, Ashan, Aphek, and Hebron, and to those in all other places where he and his men had roamed.
这经文呢，你看我这个故事读起来是不是很 exciting， 不 exciting， 读到后来都不想读了，真的名字也读不来。
So is that an exciting story? Like when you read towards the end it seems kind of boring and you don't even want to read the names of those towns.
但是呢，这是神的话。
But this is God's words.
但有人就说过，他说哎呀，做基督徒上天堂是比较包容。
Some people may said it is as a Christian, it's a boring life. Like as you go to heaven.
真有人这样讲过。他说：“你看那个电影里面演的那些武打呀，这些杀了杀的很 exciting。”
When you see people in the movies, their life seems more exciting when they murder and kill.
所以有人就说：“我不想做基督徒，因为 life is boring。”
So people say, "I don't want to be a Christian because our lives is a boring."
大家有没有觉得 the life is boring？ 可能有一时候觉得啊。
Do you think your life is boring? Maybe sometimes.
如果你的基督徒的生命有点 boring 呢，你需要向大卫学习。
If your life is boring as a Christian's life, you have to learn from David.
或许你说神啊，你来试炼我。
Or you ask,
要不要做这样的祷告
？Or you ask God to test you?
No, 不要啊，不要。
Do you want to pray like that? Maybe not.
在历史上，欧洲有一个姐妹叫做盖恩夫人。盖恩夫人可能好多人读过她的一些传记。
So, there's a woman in Europe. Her name is Lady.
Cain.
Cain.
Cain. Anyway, okay. 盖恩夫人。盖恩。她呢，就是说很特别。她写的书呢，影响很多时代的人。但是她做了一个祷告，她说：“神啊，你给我各种各样的十字架。”
So she's a very special person. She wrote many books and influenced many people. However, she made this prayer saying, God, give me all sorts of testings and trials.
Cross.
所以她
的生活里面的苦难很多。
So in her life, she went through many different troubles.
你要不要这样的祷告？
Do you want to pray like that? Do you
want
to make a prayer like that?
我想大卫也没有做这样的祷告，但是呢，苦难还是会来。
But I believe David never made such requests from God, but still, trials and testing came anyway.
那被神拣选的人呢？圣经上讲的都会经过很多的试炼。
So, Bible says those who are chosen by God will have to go through many different trials.
因为他说。学生不能大过先生，耶稣基督都要经历那么多的苦难，何况你和我呢？
Because he said the students will not be greater than the teachers. Even he himself has to go through different trials. So how much more so is for us?
但是呢，我们发现从大卫的生命里面呢，就说神会让我们成为一个得胜者。
But if you learn from the life of David, you will see that God wants us to become overcomers.
那我们前面读，如果读这个大卫的生平的时候，你就发现一个一个的试炼。
So if you read his story, you will see he has going through different testing after testings.
但是神也让他一个一个的得胜。
However, God also made him victorious.
在十五岁左右的时候呢，神让撒母耳高抹了他说你要做王。
So around age 15, Samuel anointed him, saying that he will become a king.
从那时候开始，他就开始苦难就来了。
So starting from that point onwards, he start to have experienced different kind of testings and trials.
我也记着好多时候，先知向我发预言，我很 excited， 说我这样那样那样。
So I remembered when prophets, you know, prophesized over me and saying that I'm gonna become this and that, and I was very excited.
但是接着来的呢，其实是很多的，这个苦难。
But actually, what comes after is many different kind of, you know, trials and troubles in life.
但是你发现，神应许他做王，他有没有做王，弟兄姐妹
？So, but God promised him to become a king. Did he become a king eventually?
Yes.
那，他当时的这个以色列的王要把他杀掉，就是不让他做王，有没有杀掉
？So the king at the time wanted to kill him. So did he? Well, he succeeded in his plot.
就是撒旦呢，就要来阻止这件事情发生，大卫做王这件事情。
So Satan was trying to stop this thing to be happening, like the he become a king.
但是能不能阻止
？So is he able to do that?
那当然，我们读这个圣经的时候，我们觉得这几章的功夫，大卫很快就做王。
So even though when you read the Bible, it seems in a few chapters he became a king already.
从撒母耳记第七章读到撒母耳。下第一章坐下来，半个小时就读完了。
So starting from 1 Samuel 7 until the 2 Samuel first chapter, it seems like you can read all these stories in like 30 minutes.
所以你就说大卫呢，就是说当他应许的那一天到做完，应该就半个小时。
So maybe like to you that when he received the promise until the day he got his promise, maybe just within 30 hours.
所以我们基督徒有一个错觉，就是我们说今天祷告了，神是大能的，是两分钟就能成就。
So as a Christian, we believe that oh, God is a mighty God. I pray now, and God is going to accomplish in a couple of minutes.
神能不能两分钟成就？当然可以。
Of course, God can accomplish in a couple of minutes.
但是呢， 神做事他要做完全了。
But God wants to make his work complete.
他要成全，说两三个人祷告，他要成全，成全什么？他要做美了。
So when two or three together to pray, he will, you know, like answer our prayers to a complete, to a completion.
大卫当然可以把扫罗让他死掉，生个病死掉，大卫就做完了。能不能这样做？大圣能不能这样做？不能。
So is God able to make maybe King Saul sick and he die and then later, David become a king? Is he able to do that?
他当然可以，对不对
？Of course he can.
但是那样做美不美？
But is that a good thing to, for him to do that?
因为我们的神是一个好的神。
Because our God is a good God.
是一个美善慈爱的神。
It's a kind, it's a faithful God.
他对扫罗也是有怜悯和慈爱。
To King Saul, he also, come to him with mercy and kindness.
他不喜欢他做王，不代表他不爱他。
So he doesn't, delight him being a king. Doesn't mean he doesn't love him.
只是说你他当农民回家当农民更好，更享福，不要做王。
So it just means that it might be better for him to become an ordinary like farmers instead of become a king.
大家明白吗
？Do you understand?
那扫罗去世以后，让大卫十五岁就做王，他能会是个好王吗
？So if David become a king when he was only 15, is that a good thing?
所以我们有时候我们基督徒祷告的时候，撒旦有一个试探，神啊，你是大能的，现在就成就，你可以成就，为什么不成就
？So as a Christian, when sometimes when we pray, Satan will tempt us, saying that, "Oh God, you are a mighty God. Why you do not accomplish at this hour right now?"
所以有时候撒旦会试探我们，对神有时候会抱怨。
So Satan will tempt us so that we will have this complaint towards God.
其实呢，神非常理解人。
God knows.Each one of us knows mankind.
因为大卫，你是个人，对不对
？So David, as a, you are just a man.
你要做人的王，对不对
？You need to be a king of a man.
你十五岁能做王吗
？So can you become a king when you are only 15 years old?
他真正做王是三十岁。
So when he became a king, he was already 30 years old.
三十岁在做王里面都是年轻的。
So even become a king at the age of 30 is kind of young.
那天我们中国的领导人的话，六十岁就是年轻的。
So in the Chinese government, like if you are ruling over the government at age 60, you're considered pretty young for that age.
对对，而且最近有一个研究发现了很有意思。他说，人最有成就的年纪，你知道是哪个年纪吗
？So recent study saying that do you know what at what age you can become most accomplished? Guess what the age?
大家猜一下，是不是？五十 ，OK, good。
六十五，
就说四十岁的举手。OK, 看大家都是大器晚成的，没有。
Raise your hand if you say 40。
你在世界上不太成功的。
40, 70, 七八十，川普和拜
登都是。70s or 80s 呀、
啊。人家研究说最有成就的年纪是六十到七十。
So the study says it's between age 60 to 70s.
下一个年龄阶段是哪个阶段？大家知道吗
？What is the next age group?
哪个阶段
？What's the next age group?
五十到六十，还是四十到五十，还是七十到八十？下一个是七十到八十。
The next age group is 70 to 80s.
第三个是五十到六十。
The third is 50s to the 60s.
大家明白？
Do you understand?
原因很简单，因为在这个年纪呢，他的人生的经验和他的知识就达到了一个高峰。
You have to understand at this age group, or your
60 to 70,
your experience and your knowledge has like in a peak area, like a peak. You have picked.
对，他有两个就真正的开始成功。
Susan say in 2 years he will become that group. He's still young.
Yeah, very young, very young. Hallelujah. 我们真正的教会的还很年轻啊，我们还是 kids.
We're still kids, yes.
但是，那既然是 kids， 我们为什么将这个大卫最后的这个 test 呢？
So as a kid, when are we talking about this last temptation for David?
其实呢，我们的教会生一直在试炼。我相信现在试炼一个一个的到，有些试炼一个一个已经完成了。
So I
你不要看人多人少，不要看谁啊，不要看这个。等一会我要讲大卫很重要的一个，他就是不看人多人少。
So I believe God has given our church many many different testings and trials. You know, like please do not look at the numbers that we have. Just like David, that when he goes through his testing, he never look at his numbers of people that you know follow him.
那刚才这段经文呢，我们回到经文里面就说，第一个，这段经文有好多的试炼啊，好多的试炼。第一个试炼呢，就一帮人啊，你知道，当时的背景是这样的，因为他们前面跟着腓力斯人去要去打。以色列人，那我上次讲了，就是说，大卫他必须要跟着这个押解去，他不跟不行的，所以带着他的这些兵呢就去了。结果他的后方就是希格拉呢，被亚玛力人给烧掉了，掠光了。
So last week we talked about the story before this chapter that David was in a situation that he has to follow the king of the Amalekite, the Philistine.To go and kill the Israelites, so basically he left his wife and children in
Ziklag.
In Ziklag, so when he returned, he found out that they were all like plundered.
Yeah, plundered. 那这里第一个 test 是什么呢？他们所有的人就很痛苦，对不对？孩子、老婆、孩子全给掳走了。
So the first trials that they are facing right now is that.All their children and their wives were taken away, taken captive.
那大卫当然也很痛苦，跟随他的人也很痛苦，对吧
？So David was in, you know, a lot of pain, and also the people who are following him.
那这样的事情发生，对大卫也是一个试炼，对不对
？So things like that happening to David is, for him, is a trial.
但是很特别的呢，有神的手在后面。这些亚玛力人他没有杀一个，他就带着走了。
But God's hand is behind all of this. It says all their children and wives were not killed.
可能大卫的老婆长得比较漂亮，然后不愿意杀。
Maybe his wives are beautiful, so they don't want to lay hands on them.
大卫的老婆确实一个比一个漂亮，对。
So indeed, David had many beautiful wives.
当然，大卫这个好色呢，会后来造成他的问题，以后再讲。
So of course his wives also became his, you know, like problems later on.
那不是 wives become 他好色。
Oh, the his last four women become his problem.
以后再讲这个东西。
So we will talk about that later.
但是呢，就说这个已经很痛苦了。更痛苦的是什么呢？他跟随他的人这个时候呢，把什么都怪在他的头上。
So he is already in a great pain. However.All the people who are following him were blaming him for all this problem.
我们看看这个第六节。
So if you read verse 6,
这些人说要做什么
？So what did those people say?
直接经文讲什么？大卫生死焦急，因众人为自己的儿女哭呢，说要用石头打死他，打死谁？
大卫。
这个他就是大卫。
So it says they want to stoning him, like stoning who? David. They want to stone David.
这个就是一个试炼，对不对
？So it's another trial for David.
这个从中国人的角度呢，就是说这个是恩将仇报的一群人跟随着你。
So if you try to say that in the Chinese words, is that this kind of people are repaying good for evil? 是这样的吗？
是的。那你继续要不要带领他
？So will you still lead them as a leader? Do you want to still lead this kind of people?
或者说你这个时候这些一群人都要石头砸死的话，你要做什么？
Or at this situation when people are trying to stoning you, what will you do?
你的心可能全凉了。
Maybe your heart become cold, you know.
凉了有用吗
？If your heart become cold, does it solve anything?
或者你自己就自怜。
自怜 ，or
自怜
，or maybe you became self pity.
或者说你对他们很苦毒，有用吗
？Or you become bitter towards them. Do you think you will solve anything?
对一个普通的人来讲，这个是一个很非常非常不舒服的事情。
So to any ordinary person is a very uncomfortable thing.
那大卫他也是一个普通人。
So David as an ordinary person.
他又苦，心里又焦急。
So he has this bitterness and also he has this distress in his heart.
但是呢，经过这么多年的跟随主呢，他有一个习惯，就是到哪里求问神。
But because he had followed God for all these years, it became a habit for him to inquire of God in any situation.
这里说大卫却依靠耶和华，他的神心里怎么样坚固？
It says that David found strength in God, his God, in the Lord, his God.
那这些事情，这些人都要用石头砸死他的时候，他那时候不知道要做什么，不知道要想什么。
So when people trying to stone him, he doesn't know what to do, and I don't know what.
但是呢，这里讲呢，就是说他心里坚固，依靠耶和华。
But here it says, David has found strength in the Lord.
他很冷静的就让这个，祭司拿过衣服得来，要求问神。
So he calmly asked for the ephod to be, you know, brought before him, and then, inquired before with the priest.
衣服的是个什么东西，现在人不是太清楚，就大概就像抽签一样，在主的面前抽签，就像讲迷信的人呢在假神的面前抽签，这个呢在真神的面前抽签。
So ephod, even though nowadays we do not know exactly what it is, but it's very similar to, you know, casting lots.
但是我们的他在主的面前，
but they are casting lots,
就主就会指示
in the presence of God, so God will tell them what to do.
他就求问神。
So he asked of God.
所以今天呢，神把大家聚在这里呢，每一个星期天聚在这里，就是要养成这样一个习惯。
So God has gathered us every Sunday. You know, He wants us to become a habit to, you know, inquire of Him.
因为很多时候我们来敬拜神，我们来聆听神的话，我们就越来越认识他。
So when we come to worship Him and listening to Him.We will be more familiar of God's words.
那事情发生的时候呢，你认得你的神。
So when, you know, things happen in your life, you can recognize Him.
所以每一个星期来聚会的人是有福的。
So blessed are those who come to the church every Sunday.
有时候可能会有一些试探，哎，我为什么天天每一个星期都要去聚会呢？
Sometimes you may be tempted saying that, why do I have to come here every Sunday?
我想问大家一个问题，你就很快明白这个道理。
So I will ask you this question, you will be soon find out the answer.
比如说你的弟兄姐妹呢，约定每一个星期去你爸爸妈妈家一次。
So for example, that you and your brother and sister have this, you know, made this decision to visit your parents' house every Sunday.
你有一天你说，哎呀，我每次去呢，好像白去，也没有得到什么东西。
So maybe one day you said, every time I go, it seems that I haven't gained anything.
这个态度对不对？
Is it a right attitude?
清楚了，大家清楚了。你来到爸爸那里，你不是名字都要先得到一些什么东西？
So you have to understand, every time you come before the father's house, you are not there to gain anything.
你是跟爸爸妈妈要建立关系。
You are there to, you know, build up a relationship with your parents.
所以你如果有这种想法，每一次去我要都从爸爸那里得到点什么东西呢？有点，你爸爸妈妈不会怎么讲？不会说不爱你，而是有点难过。
So if you have this attitude of saying that, okay, every time I go and visit my parents' house, I want to gain something from them. So even though they will not stop loving you, but they might not be too happy with you.
那如果你常常这样做的话呢？你可能你的
是我的手机，
不是，我知道。如果你常常有这种想法呢，你就 miss the point.
If you always have this kind of, you know, like a mindset, you miss the point.
因为你在跟父母建立关系的时候是有阻碍的，有障碍的。
Because when you're building your relationship with your parents, there are, you know, obstacles.
但是你有一个彼此相爱的心，爱父母的心呢，建立好这个关系的时候，在关键时刻你就明白父的心意，父也明白你的心意，他就要该做什么就要做什么。
But when you are building up your relationship with father, so in a crucial time, he will come and rescue you.
所以大卫这个时候呢，他经过15年这样一个试炼，他有一个习惯，心里不动摇，不被这些人来当扰。
So because God has followed God for the past 15 years, he when the things comes, he will not be shaken. He knows that he will ask God.
可能不仅仅是他过去的十五年，可能他小时候就有这个习惯。
Maybe not just the last 15 years. Maybe he had followed God since he is a child.
因为这时候他大概快到三十岁了。
So now he's almost 30 years old.
所以这是第一个，这一段经文里面一个重大的事件，就是跟随你多年的人，你帮助他们，到今天他什么都怪在你的头上。
So here, the trial that he's facing is that all those people who have followed him, and he has been good to them, and now they blaming him for everything that had happened.
但是大卫的应对呢，是继续的是寻求神。
And David in his response is.
那下面一个试炼呢是什么呢？就是说他是带着这600人去打仗，有200人呢跑不动了，说我疲乏了，我不去了。
So he brought 600 men to go and pursue the enemy. However, 200 of them were too tired to go.
你想，你跟一个撒玛利亚的亚玛力人，那是一个国家的军队打，对不对？最后说他逃掉的少年人，骑骆驼的就有400，你才只有600，就是200人就不去了，对不对？
So imagine that the Amalekite is a large nation. In the last verses, you will see those who rode off, running away, riding on a camel is how many? 400. So now he only has 600, and 200 couldn't go because they were too tired. So he only has like 400 men. Sorry, my math.
你想，这400人对那400个骑骆驼的年轻人，这就是一比一。
So just imagine 400 men only, and then those who ran off, 400. So that's like even, right?
但是呢，这400个骑骆驼的是最后逃掉的人，就是说那前面打仗的人比这个400个要多很多很多。
So those 400 men ran off with a camel are those who are, you know, running away. So the enemy that he had killed would be much greater than this number.
所以你想想，就是说打仗打了多长时间？这里写。
So how long was the battle last for?
打了两天一夜。
So it lasts for 2 days, one night.Today,
这里写得很清楚。
So it says clearly.
打仗能不能打一下？我休息一下。
So, during a battle, can you rest during your battle?
哦，你做工的时候呢，中间15分钟的 lunch break, snack break, lunch break.
So when you work, you probably have 15 minutes lunch break or snack break.
打仗你能不能让我休息一下？这 like take a snack.
So during the battle, can you say, "Let me take a break. Let me have a snack"?
你想想，这样的仗怎么要去打？这200人呢，他不去了。
Just imagine in such battle, the 200 men decided not to go.
对不对？就说这群人呢是属于什么？就是可以同享乐，不能共甘苦的人。
So these 200 men are the men who can enjoy the plunder, but they cannot go through the trial with you.
就他说很软弱。
So they are weak.
那现在的战场上，这些人要做什么的
？So what happens to this man in our, you know, nowadays, like warfare?
那现在的战场上呢，任何的逃兵都是想要被枪毙。
So nowadays, battlefield, if anyone who escape or you know, like do not want to go, they will be, you know, executed.
那大卫没有这样做。
But David did not do that.
也没有管。
And David didn't care actually.
那最后呢？神也预备一些事情呢，包括这个埃及的少年人带领他们最后就得胜了。
But God has provided, you know, like an Egyptian man, so the Egyptian man led them, and then eventually they were victorious.
所以这是对大卫在这里的第二个试炼，就是一群人呢可以同享乐，但是不能共甘苦。
So this is the second trial that the third trial that David was facing.
不共患难，不能共患难。
So those people who can, you know, only help him when he's, I mean, enjoying the plunder, but however, cannot go through the.
大卫有一个态度，就是他的眼睛直盯着神。
So David has this attitude that he is always, you know, like, looking upon God.
那所以当他得胜回来的时候呢，这些人赶着牛群，他们就说：“哦，这是神的礼物。”有没有这样说
？So when he was victorious,
他们说什么
？This David's plunder.
大家仔细读，我激发大家读一下圣经啊。圣经里面每一句话都不是随便写的，弟兄姐妹，每一个事情发生都是不是随便发生的。
So when David was victorious, they came back with all the cattle and the herds. So what did they say about the plunder?
他们是不是说，哎呀，像大卫一样说，大卫说，哦哟，神让我得胜。他们有没有说是神给我们的礼物？他们说什么
？Did they say, oh, it is God's gifts for us?
但为什么说这是大卫的礼物
？But it says it's David's gift.
你们不要想得太熟了，这些人都挺熟悉。哎，对了，就哎呦，大卫真好，大卫，你看，我就是我们的头啊，对不对？哇，大卫就是大卫啊，对吧
？Actually, they were saying, "Oh, this is David's gift. So David is God, like leading us and God us, you know."
他大卫带领的这群人就是这样，就是日子一好的时候，哇，把你捧的呀。
So these are the men who follow David in the good times. You know, they just raise David up.
Oh, David, you know, David's thunder.
David's thunder, yes.
他们不会说是 God's plunder，
他们没有说是 they didn't say it's God's plunder。
你知道吗，这是一个失恋，因为大卫的周围好多人是不认识神的人，是一些非类，人家是恶党非类。
So actually people that follow David, they were not God's people, rather they are like evildoers, you know, like
或者说呢，他们是在这条路上啊，在这条路上认识神的路上。
Or you can say they are on the journey of coming to know God.
大卫有没有丢掉他？
So did David forsake them?
那这是第二类啊，就是说这个是哎呀，你看这个软弱的人，完了以后呢，完了有胜利了以后呢，这是大卫说呢，来到比索西那个地方，看到那两百人呢，他们就迎接大卫，完了以后大卫就怎么样？问他们啊。
So here, when David came back to the Besor Valley, so these 200 men come and greet David.
对，圣经上写的是他们问大卫安，还是大卫问他们啊？
大卫问他们。
奇怪了，他们应该问大卫安才对，是不是？
So, in the Chinese, in the translation, it says he greeted them.But do you think it should be them greeted David? But it's vice versa. David greeted them.
为什么大卫会问他们啊？
Why did David greeted them instead of him?
因为大卫就是神给他这样的一个心，就是说他关心他们。
Because God has given David this heart, you know, to care about.
你明白在这样一个情况下呢，大卫是关心这群软弱的。
So in this situation, still David was really care about this man.
这是第二类人，第二个是第三类人呢，说哎，这个就是说这些恶人和非类说呢，这些人没跟我们去，不要给他们我们提着头颅上前线，这些人坐在那里，对不对？我们得来的给他们妻子儿女给他们救回来已经不错了。
So the third group of people that the evildoers and the troublemakers among David saying, okay, don't give them like our plunder, just give them their children and their wives, that's it.
他们说的有道理吗？
Do you think you agree with what they say?
我觉得很有道理。
I think so. You know, like it's fair.
但是呢，不是神的道理。
But it's not God's way.
所以大卫呢，心里非常的坚定。大卫他就说：“我们不能这样做，因为神保佑我们，让我们将那攻击我们的敌军交在我们的手里。”
But David did not agree because he said that God has, you know, like protected us.And then lead us to the raiding party.
这是谁肯依从你们呢？
So can anyone, you know, like who will listen to what you say?
那这种情况呢，它是一种就是说，我有功劳，我就要多得。你软弱，你就不该得。
So they was thinking that okay, because I worked, so I supposed to get it, but because you were weak, you should not get anything.
听起来是对的
，It seems right。
但是呢，它会造成很多的这个我们叫做一视亚人啊，或者怎么就是说我能的人就看不起你软弱的人。
But it's not God's way because in this kind of a solution, you were you know those people with strength will look down on people who are weak。
那圣经里面为什么大卫是一个合神心意的人呢？就说他有神的心，神说亚上的芦苇他不折断，箭上的灯火他不吹灭，他要扶持那些软弱的人。
So why in the Bible says that God is a man who follow God's heart? Because this is God's heart. He will not smothering a dying candle or you know like crushing the dying weeds. Because this is God's heart to protect the weak.
你要知道，神看以色列人呢是一个家，一个家。
So God,
他是一 个, 一个、百姓，是神的百姓。
So God, for Israel, He looked at them as a family.
所以家里的人你不能丢弃，不管他软弱还是怎么样。
So in a family, you cannot forsake anyone. You know, even if he's weak, you cannot let go.
但是呢，大卫非常的坚定。
But David is firm.
他不去离弃这些恶人非类，但是呢，他不能听他们。
He will not forsake the evildoers or the troublemakers, but he at the same time cannot listen to what they say as well.
因为他要坚持神的这个原则。
Because he needs to stick with God's principle.
这个就后来成为以色列的律例典章。
So this become a ordinance for the Israelites later on.
所以在大卫的年代，以色列是非常的合一的。
So in David's time, all the Israelites are living in peace and harmony.
因为什么？因为他真是一个牧者。
Why? Because he,
大卫是一个牧者。
Because David is a shepherd.
在新约里面讲到什么样的人领袖，关于领袖，神教导他的门徒说：世上的领袖来，君王来操权，管为辖你们，但是你们不是这样，你们谁要为大，就要做众人的仆人。
So, in Jesus' teaching in the New Testament, saying that you will not be like the rulers of the days. However, whoever want to become a rulers, you have to first become the least, and you know, like serve to serve. Yeah.
但真正就是说，神的心意是要大家呢，就是说，就像今天我们加拿大呀、美国叫做 minister, prime minister, 那个 minister 其实就是，服侍的。
So it is similar to the words prime minister, minister meaning that a person who ministers, you know, like who serves.
所以这是健康的一种，这个全施行权柄的方式。
So it's a healthy way of, you know, executing your power or control.
你是在管理整个国家的人，让他们变得更好。
You are in control of the whole nation for the good of those who are, you know, like in the nation.
所以大卫是合神心意的。
So that's why God, I mean, David is a person that follow God's heart.
那另外大卫做了一件事情呢，最后把这些掳物呢怎么样，他分给这些犹大好多的这些长老。
So and then later on, David also did the same. He divided the plunder and gave to all the rulers of the different towns, like Judah and other towns.
那你想想，就是说，所以大卫是一个能够共享、分享的人，
so、
他是敢于给的人。
So David is a man who willing to share.
你光读这些地方的这个名字啊，都读起来的得一阵子，十三个、十四个地方的伯特利，最后到希伯伦。
So there are about 13 different places from Bethel all the way to Hebron.、
嗯如果是我的话，我就想，这个附近这个给点礼物就可以了。
If I'm David, I probably only give to those who are nearby.
你想，你也从伯特利、希伯伦、希格拉，要走来走去都是很长时间。
So just imagine going through different places. You know, it takes the time. It takes time for you to go.
但是大卫的David 是一个很，他就有什么东西来分享。
So David is a man who likes to share.
这也是就是新约的精神。
And this is also spirit of the New Testament.
那这里面呢，大卫最主要的处理这些事情中，他心里有一个很健康的东西在里面。
So when dealing with all these things, God, so David first of all, he himself is very like healthy.
这就是因为他常常的寻求神的面呢，神把一个非常健康的东西放在他的。
Because only because he's always seek God's ways, and God has put in things that are healthy inside of him.
所以他能够去这样做。
So that he can do execute these things.
所以说呢，就是我们新约的教会呢，神是要我们这样做。
And as a New Testament church, I mean church in nowadays, we are also gonna do the same thing as well.
那么今天学的第一个呢，他怎么样去善待那些就是恩将仇报的人。
So today, first of all, we learn how to treat those people who, you know, paying evil for your good.
那第二种人呢，是那些可以同欢乐，但是不能同甘同患难的人。
And also how to treat those people who can, you know, rejoice with you in your success, however cannot bear with any burden with you when you're in trouble.
第三类人呢，是那些以势压人、拉帮结派的人。
And then the third group of people are those who are, you know,
看不起软弱的人。
Are those who are looked down on the weak.
但是大卫呢，心里坚定。
But David is firm in his heart.
那今天让我们做，有的人说，哎呦，这个很难做呀。
So maybe to some of us it seems very difficult.
那我们该不该做？
该。
But do we still have to do that?
Yes.
你做有没有吃亏？好多人觉得我亏了。如果基督徒有这个亏的思想呢，那你离神可能还是很远。
So sometimes we will do it, we felt that we are at loss, you know, like we lost something. But if you do have that kind of mentality, then you have to, you know.
恩将仇报的人，我继续还能怎么跟他在一起呢
？So those people who pay me evil with good, I mean, so when I treated them good, they repay me with evil. How do I, you know, still be good to them?
那些就是只能通欢乐不能通这个荒诞的人，我怎么跟他白眼狼
And to those people who can only enjoy my success, however cannot go through the trouble with me, how do I, you know, be with them?
这拉帮结派的人，对不对？说看不起软弱的人，我哪天软弱的时候，他们就看不起我了吗
？And to those people who are, you know, looking down on the weak when they are strong, so how do I deal with them in the days when I'm become weak?
你明白吗？所以，但是呢，所以大卫呢，就以神的心来待他。
So David treated all of them with God's heart.
大卫有没有亏
？So is David in any loss?
大卫真正有一个合一的以色列一个强大的帝国。
So David through David, Israelite become a united nation.
这些恶党非类，这些软弱的人，在后来都是他的勇士。
And all those evildoers and the troublemakers in his group become, later on become warriors for him.
他对这个国家非常的忠心。
And they become devoted to the nation.
虽然他们都不完全。
Even though they are, you know, they are not complete, you know, they are weak.
大卫也没有完，不是一个完全。
And even David himself is not a
perfect
person.
所以呢，今天神写在这里，让我们也要来，不是因为大卫的好。大卫好，而是因为大卫他有一个习惯，这个习惯就是不断的来寻求神。
So God wants us to know that, even though David is not perfect, but David has this habit of, you know, always consulting God in everything that he does.
包括今天我们在读到这个撒母耳下第七章的时候呢，就发现神给大卫立约，要把立一个弥赛亚的约。
And then when you read today's verse on the 2 Samuel chapter 7, 8, it says that God has given David
我们不放不用放
God has given a covenant, a promise for David that is the Messiah's promise.
你知道吗？在整个你仔细读的时候，神有没有说大卫一句你很好？有没有说
？So when you read the whole chapter, did God mention that David, you are good? Did God ever say that?
大家都不读了，就我一个人读了。
Did you all read that? Am I the only one who reading it?
神没有说一句大卫好。
So God never said anything about David being good.
神有没有说大卫坏的事情
？Did God ever mention that David is not good?
我说的第七章。
神
也没有说他任何坏的事情。
Did God mention David's bad?
他只是说，我拣选了你。
He only said, David, I have chosen you.
大卫呢，向神祷告的时候，他有没有说他自己好
？So when David prayed to God, did David say, "Oh, God, I'm good"?
今天读的时候，大家有没有说我很好啊？你看我天天寻求你的面呐，我在试炼中，我都能站得住呢。
So when you pray today, did you ever mention to God that God, I'm so good, I'm following all your ways, that in all my trials I stand firm? Do you say that?
我有时候这样子。但大卫根本就没说我多好，他说我不配，我都不配。
So God never said, I mean, David never said that. All he said is that God, I'm not worthy.
但是呢，他说你拣选了，我就大胆的向你祷告。
But because you have chosen me, so that I come boldly before you and to ask you.
这也是我们的态度。
So this is also our attitude as well.
当我们越来越亲近神的时候呢，我们那个我就越来越小，自我越来越小。
As more we approach Him, the less of us.
我那个神的那个分量，神的那个爱，神的这个圣灵的恩膏啊，生命就越多的进到我们里。
So God's presence, Holy Spirit, will be more rest upon us.
你常常看不到自己，看到了神。
So you do not look at yourself, but you just look to Jesus, to God.
那旁边的人呢？一开始都看到的是你，但是后来他们因着你看到了神。
So the people around you, maybe at first they saw you as you, but later they will recognize God in you.
所以他们就看到你有很多礼物的时候，哎呦，大爷的礼物，你真棒。
So sometimes they will see that you have plunder, and they say, "Oh, this is David's plunder."
或者是今天你带领他们做一些事情有失败了，就是他。
Or maybe you lead these people, and then you will fail, and they will say, "Okay, it is him."
但是呢，这些事情让我们更加的爱神的时候呢，他们旁边的人会看到神。
But because you love God, and then all the people that around you will recognize God.
以后你要感谢神，人不看你是好的。
So later on, you will praise God because it is good for those people who do not.
他们也只看神。
Do not look at you, but they will.
那你的也就是说你的服事也是成功的。
That means your ministry is successful as well.
有一个传道人讲的很好，他说有的人呢，你在他的身上看到他是一个很有爱心的人。
So one missionary said this.That when you see some people, that you will see that oh, this person is loving.
啊，有的人你看到他是一个品格很好的人。
So sometimes you will recognize this person as a person with very good characters.
有的人你看到他是一个很谦卑的人。
So some people you recognize them as a very humble.
那有的人当你看到他的时候呢，你看到他有神。
But some people, when you see them, you will see God in them.
我们要成为最后一种人，看到我们的时候上。人看到我们有神。
So we want to become this group of people that when other people look at us, they will see God.
所以呢，人家说你说哎有爱心啊，品格好这些，他说你也挺好，但是最好不要在意。
So if people say that you are loving, you are humble, even though it's a good thing that they do, but rather not. Like you rather want them to see God in you.
Hallelujah. 主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you.
主啊，是的，主啊，今天让大卫的事迹写在这里，不是在宣讲大卫，而是从大卫的生命，我们看到了你的信实。
So even though David's story is written here for David, however, it is for us to recognize you.
主啊，我们也愿意像大卫一样，成为一个凡事寻求你的人。
So we want to become like David to ask you to inquire of you in everything that we do.
主啊，是的，主，大卫能做到，主啊，我们也能做到，因着你的恩典。
So by your grace, David can do it, and we also can do it.
主啊，是的，主啊，大卫经历这样的试炼，主啊，他能够在这试炼里面，真的明白你的心意，继续的能够来带下医治，带下整个这个以色列的医治。
So even though David was in his trials and testing, but still he can bring down the healings for Israel through all his trials.
主啊，是的，主，我们也能够，因为我们也能同样一位神。
Yes, Lord, we can also do the same because we are all looking upon the same God.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们都是软弱的人。
We are all weak.
但是主啊，因着你就是刚强的。
But because of you, we become strong.
主啊，我们再次的说，主啊，这天大卫的神也是我们的神。
We proclaim that David's God is also our God.
主啊，你给大卫的应许不变。
Your promise for David will never change.
你给大卫的应许必能实现，必要实现。
And the promise that for David will come to accomplish.
你给我们的应许也必能实现，也必要实现。
And all your promises for us will come to pass as well.
我们感谢你。
We praise you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的
名。In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.